And it all happens. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Till what?
The NRL, you goofball.
It's bin night tomorrow.
Come on. I know you're a thugby fan.
No, I am going to watch the first half.
You are a thugby union fan.
I'll watch the first half because I'm desperate for some footy, but I don't want to start too late because, you know, I've got to put up with you following the morning.
Because the Broncos will smash the Eels tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium. Then on Saturday, we can't go there, but the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors are taking on the Dragons at 3 o'clock. And then there's another game on Sunday where Manly, another home team, they're taking on the Bulldogs at the stadium at 6:30 on Sunday night.
Never seen so much action.
Oh, I tell you, like, it was like Rob when he was 21. But
I wholly deny that.
Central Coast Stadium.
My mates will tell you that's true too.
Central Coast Stadium manager is Kath Casey. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Kath.
Oh, morning, guys.
Hello, Kath.
Oh, not too bad.
All
not
right.
too
now,
bad.
You've got three home teams there now at Central Coast Stadium. How does the ground cope with all the action it's going to cop?
Well, we've got a really good maintenance plan, and we've oversown the rye for the winter. We've lifted the height of the mowing, so our, you know, the field is looking good. So we've got, you know, great plans in place to ensure with wear and tear, you know, we are game day ready.
So just by lifting the height of the length of the grass, does that actually make the ground stronger or more durable?
Yeah, it just helps with the overall wear and tear on the pitch. So it just helps with the amount of traffic we have over it. So it just, you know, maintains, you know, that we've still got a good coverage there.
Kath, there could be three games in one weekend. Like, if we get that with a bit of rain, will it be able to sustain the workload of three teams?
Look, Paddy, that's a really good question. But you've got to remember, on normal NRL games, we do have three games in that one day. You know, you've usually got the Jersey Flag, the New South Wales Cup and the NRL. So spreading it over 3 days.
Yeah, easy.
But at first you think, wow, you know, that's a lot of traffic. But with the maintenance plans we've put in place, I mean, okay, there's always contributing factors. There's wear and tear, but we've got, you know, measures in place to ensure we keep on top of that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about scrums tearing up the ground because no one pushes.
Oh, seriously, he will poke that prod at rugby league at any opportunity he gets. Now, the crowds could be back in July, Kath. If it comes to fruition, what would be the capacity of the stadium?
Well, we're just working through the numbers now with the NRL and the ticketing agency. And keeping in mind, you know, it's all dependent on, you know, the 1.5 social distancing and all that. So we're probably only looking at about 2,500.
Oh, is that only 2.5?
2.5. And of a maximum capacity of, what is it?
20?
20. 20, yeah.
Because
we're still, you know, we're still crunching through those numbers. So we're just, you know, working through all that. But, with all the social distancing, we've got to ensure that, you know, everybody's safe and, you know, we adhere to all the protocols and guidelines. So
Of course. That'll probably mean you can only open one canteen.
It'll, you know, things will be different. You know, the way we do things are always going to be different in this very changing environment. Way we have been doing things will be different to the way we do things now.
I've got a suggestion. You should put, like, those shop front mannequins in the men's toilets in spacing one apart so that, you know, how when guys line up at half time, it's shoulder to shoulder all the way across in the toilet. So if you put a few shop front mannequins in there standing and you've got to stand between the mannequins, it'll still feel like normal, but there'll be...
That'll solve the social distancing, won't it?
Yeah, but some people have been using cardboard cutouts, some restaurants, some sporting organisations, others have been using other dolls to put them in the crowd. So it's amazing what people are doing. But what about cleaning the locker rooms? Is it going to be different compared to last year, Kath?
Oh, look, there's more products, there's more cleaning, there's, secure zones, you know, once areas are clean, they're locked down as a clean zone, you know, there's lots of hand sanitizer, there's lots of wipes, and the teams have got protocols that they have to have in place and guidelines in regards to cleaning. So there is a lot of cleaning and a lot of areas locked down once they're cleaned for the players and the safety of the workers, the players and the officials.
Will the hand sanitizer supply sort of extend to the public as well? So when you go down the aisle to your chairs, there'll be a pump back that you can, you know, clean yourself, your hands as you go down? Or is that something that people will need to bring with them?
Look, I think people will be carrying that on them anyway, because that's just part of our life now, hand sanitizer. But we are looking at, you know, sanitization stations, you know, maybe on entry to the stadium, entry to bathrooms. All those things are still being worked through as we work through our plans.
Yeah, fair enough.
We suggested earlier on, what you should do, say if there's 2,500 people there, just get the hand sanitizer in one of those crop dusters and then just boom, fly across the stadium. All spreads out and everyone gets done. See, simple as.
Like, absolutely.
I'm sorry, I can't be held responsible for what comes out of his mouth once we start an interview, Kath.
Here at Triple M, we were doing the greatest of all time. We're getting back to number 18, announcing that after 8. In your eyes, Kath Casey, Stadium Manager of Central Coast Stadium, the greatest of all time is...
For me, I can't go past the Eagles. You can't, Hotel California and a take it easy. You
they
know,
could be there,
relax.
Kath. Maybe
not a bad shout, that one, Kath.
Maybe number 18.
Better than many of Paddy's ideas he's had over the past couple of days.
Listen, thanks for joining us, Kath. We will speak to you over the next few weeks as well. Looking forward to the Warriors and Dragons, Central Coast Stadium, 3 o'clock this Saturday. You only can look through the fence. What we want to do, now we've got you here. Are we able to, because the mayor said no to us, we couldn't get one person in.
Oh, I see.
Could we get, a cherry picker behind the scoreboard outside and put one of our listeners up in a cherry picker?
Stick them up in the air to watch the game.
Game, what do you reckon?
No, I reckon that's probably a couple of work, health and safety issues there. So maybe we'll work on something else as we make our way through the game. So, at the moment, I'll have to put my a big thumbs down on that one. Great idea. I love it. But,
great idea. Just rip that one. I'm standing about a metre and a half from a work, health and safety issue right now, Kath.
Thank you for joining us, Kath. Take care.
All right, have a great day. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye.